After a record-breaking, expensive year to fight wildfires, the U.S. Forest Service may just get some of that money back to help prevent future burns. James Dawson reports.
Federal officials drained more than $575 million from accounts that would have been used to help restore forests ravaged by previous wildfires and prevent new ones from sparking up. Instead, they spent that cash as part of a firefighting effort that's already topped $2 billion in 2017, the most expensive year on record. Now, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney has asked Congress to replace all of that money as part of the White House's disaster relief proposal to shore up areas devastated by recent hurricanes. The majority of the $29 billion bill would be split by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the National Flood Insurance Program. Idaho's congressional delegation has called on lawmakers to permanently fix the practice known as fire borrowing for years and says this nod from the Trump administration is key to finding a long-term solution. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.